During the first week of the 2016 legislative session, more than 2,000 teachers from across the state showed up in the Capitol to greet lawmakers. They were organized by the Florida Education Association, the state's largest teachers union. Union members complained of too much testing, state tax credits for kids to attend private schools, and low pay. And they say all this has conspired to chase teachers away from the profession. From 2006 to 2014, the number of people applying for educator certificates in Florida dropped by nearly 17%. State Impact Florida's Luis Hernandez speaks with Joanne McCall, president of the FEA, about those issues.
There are at least 14 bills floating out there that in some form or fashion add to the current school day, not extending the day, but add something to a teacher's actual workload of what they have to teach or do. And when you look at all of those things independently, they're not bad ideas. But when you're adding them all together on stuff that you already have to do, something has to come off the plate in order to make that work. And at some point, legislators need to ask educators what's best for their students.
Let's talk about testing, because it's obviously a popular topic. You know, we're dealing with Florida standards as the new system statewide, but what are the biggest concerns teachers have about this system, what we're doing, and just testing in general?
Well, testing's out of control. And what we like to say is we're not opposed to testing. Heck, teachers invented testing. But the way that we are making it all or nothing in the FSA testing and the former FCAT system isn't good for kids, and it's not good for schools, and all we're worried about is this almighty test at the end of the year. From March until May, it's testing season in some form or fashion, and the kids are losing 2 months worth of teacher time that they could be being educated in other things. We are all so worried about this FSA, and it's not fair to the kids. It's not fair to the schools. It's not fair to the parents, because what we're doing is we're robbing the kids of a good quality education, because we're only concerned about making sure they pass this one test.
There was another rally in Tallahassee, this one having to do with the state voucher system. And that, again, is the system that allows some students to use scholarships, some of it state-funded, some of it corporate donations, to attend private schools, religious schools. The folks who were in Tallahassee protesting are basically asking the association to drop its lawsuit against the state on this. What do you say to those parents?
That's not going to happen. That's what I say to those parents. And this is what I say to the people that orchestrated that. This is a for-profit for them. Many of the people that came and spoke at the rally are ministers or bishops who are benefiting financially from those children coming to their church schools. When you look at the numbers, there's about, it used to be 70,000. It's probably risen to about 80,000 now. Here's our take. We believe it's unconstitutional, because in the Constitution, in the Florida Constitution, it says it is a paramount duty of the Florida legislature to provide a free, high-quality, uniform public education system. Not a parallel system, not a for-profit system, but a uniform public school system. They are taking the resources that really belong in the general revenue to be distributed for education to these for-profit schools. Here's our concern with for-profit schools. They don't teach the same standards. They don't have the same rules. They don't have to give the same tests or accountability. Yet they get all of this money with no accountability. Their teachers do not have to be certified, and the schools don't have to be accredited.
Teacher certificate applications in the state have dropped in recent years. In this environment, how do you convince a teacher to stay in the field?
It's tough. It's really tough. We do not have people that want to come to the state. They want to go to a state where they're valued. The system we have in place where your pay is judged whether you can advance on the pay scale by your test scores. You're an annual contract teacher if you're coming now, so you have no security. And then you're told what you can and can't teach, and it's high stress. We have a lot of teachers that are, it's the highest stress level that we've ever had. We just did a stress survey of our members, asking them, is their stress better or worse? And it's off the charts. And we also asked them, would they stay? And we also asked them, where did they see themselves in 5 years? Many of them that were at retirement age said being retired. Many of them said they would leave the profession.
State Impact Florida's Luis Hernandez with Joanne McCall, president of the Florida Education Association. Stay on top of all the latest education issues from Tallahassee with State Impact Florida at WSFnews.org.